Good morning. It's Thursday, January 26th. You're listening to Off the Beaten Path here on CITR 101.9 Vancouver's community radio station. We are broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam and Coast Salish territory, the territory of the Umquilam speaking people. For the next hour, you'll be with me here on Off the Beaten Path, and I will be taking you down my path. If you'd like to call in, the number is 604-822-CITR. That's 604-822-2487. What you're just listening to is Bad, Bad, Not Good on NPR's Tiny Desk Concert, a jazz band out of Toronto. NPR has really had some really good segments on there, from Gucci Mane and All Sarah and the Nubatones to the acoustic sounds of Declan McKenna and Brent Cobb. You should check it out, as well as other programming on CBC and NPR. Trump says he plans on ridding the budget of NPR. I think that's ridiculous. It's like taking all the light bulbs out of your house. It's like taking all the light bulbs out of your house to make room for a new refrigerator. You know, it really doesn't make any sense. But keep supporting, and keep finding some good, nice local music. When reading about Bad, Bad, Not Good, I thought it was interesting that they actually got their name from a Nas and Old Dirty Bastard song. They really caught the attention of some people when they made the entire album of Ghostface Killah's Sour Soul. So, check them out. You know, I like to go into the forecast for the weekend as we start Thursday. I like to start the weekend on Thursday. Well, you know, it's actually been feeling like the beginning of spring here in Vancouver, which is actually pretty good. What that means is, you know, it's perpetually partially cloudy, but no chance of rain through the weekend. It should be a high of 10 on Saturday, which is pretty nice, as it'll be. It should be a really nice day. So if you have any plans to get out on Saturday, you should do that. Last Saturday was beautiful as well. I'll be talking a little bit more about some of the things that went on this past week, the marches. Last Thursday I wasn't on because it was the last day of Obama's presidency, and they didn't want me to be great on the radio and produce some great content for you. So what that means is I have a lot to talk about here today, and it's 24 hours of student power on CITR today. So 24 hours of student produced radio. What you heard earlier was Lisa and Josh, apologize, with the Indigenous Collective. And now you got me. So if you listened to the show before, or if you haven't, you know that I like to talk to you a little bit about some of the things that I care about. Some local news, some politics, some pop culture, some sports. Sometimes I have some interesting guests lined up from comedian artists, industry leaders, and some really, really smart people. And occasionally I just have my friends in here because it gets lonely here at 7 a.m. here at CITR Studios. Today was actually the first day that I've ever seen anybody in here before me, which kind of threw me off because, you know, I like to come in here and, you know, and get my groove right. But we're just going to go into some news. Mary Tyler Moore died yesterday. She died at 80 years old. Rest in peace, Mary Tyler Moore. She really, really helped the next generation of women performers come into their own. And if you look at some of the obituaries and some of the things that people are saying about her, you can tell that people drew a lot of inspiration. People drew a lot of inspiration from Lee Q. Donat, who also passed away earlier this week. If you're not familiar with Q, he's the founder of World Star Hip Hop. And if you're not familiar with World Star Hip Hop, I don't know where you've been living at for the last 10 years. As much as I hate World Star Hip Hop, I actually never go to the site, because anybody who's ever been there can see the debauchery of and shenanigans and all types of other big nasty words you can think of that go on with the site. However, what it has done is it's given people an outlet for their really whatever they want to do. You know, if you want to be twerking on the internet, you can go on World Star Hip Hop and you can find some inspiration to that. If you want to be a local rapper or you want to blow up as a rapper, you can find some inspiration on that. They recently started to branch into documentaries and short films, which I think was really a good direction for it to take, considering the amount of traffic that it got. Interestingly enough, if you wanted to learn about some American culture, such as Kristaps Porzingis from the New York Knicks, he said he learned everything about America from World Star. So what does that tell you? I think that's pretty interesting. Because if you go on World Star Hip Hop and you want to derive your identity or derive what you believe American identity from that site, I'm sure you're going to come out with some pretty interesting things. I want to know what was on Kristaps Porzingis' iPod before he actually came to America. Like, what was he listening to, you know, in 2010, 2011 when he's getting, you know, when he's hooping or, you know, just getting ready for anything. You know, he has a date coming over, or, you know, he's driving in his car. I wonder what type of music did he find on World Star was like, you know what, this is it. Was he listening to, like, Soulja Boy and didn't know that was corny as hell? Or was he listening to maybe some Rick Ross, French Montana, and really, really feeling the vibe of true Americanism? I'd really be curious to see. But we got some interesting topics lined up for you today. There's been a lot of going on in Vancouver, a lot going on in Canada in general, and then it's been the first week of King Trump's reign, and so we've seen. It's probably been the most interesting week of myself following politics. You can do that when you're fun employed and you watch CNN. For 2 weeks in a row, and you're just watching the Senate hearings of the Trump appointees. So I'll be giving you a little bit of my thoughts about that in the upcoming hour. And I can't wait. So we're going to go into a little bit of some music. We've got some new music from Bounge. And stay tuned.
I'm on my way to the top, baby. They say it's gone. conjure up the day, hope faded to black, and you broke your neck trying to get away. Burn holes in your souls and numbered your days. You bled for this cause, all caught in your jaws. Mind tangled on claws, and now you're on top. 1, 2, 3 times I've been possessed. Open up my chest, just look at that mess. Found myself caught in a dream of nights. Realized it was real just before ending my own life. Don't step on the crack. Don't step. Don't step on the crack. Don't step. Don't step on the crack. Don't step. Don't step on the crack. Or you break your mama's back. So many cries in the barrel. My own damn family crazy. Like they were feral. Some act like I'm Rosemary's baby. Treat me like me a feral. Been scapegoat a long time. Some minds are so narrow. Never wanted to near. Just wanted respect. When my grandma died, I was left with an empty chest. But something's keeping me blessed. Something's keeping me blessed. Something's keeping me blessed. Something's keeping me blessed. I'm on my way to the top, baby. They say you got ghost like come pay day. And the wolf in the herd gonna pay by sled. Don't step on the crack or you break your mama's back.
Had a hankering to ski the world-famous slopes of Whistler? Boy, do we have great news for you. Escape the city in one of Zipcar's many mountain-ready vehicles. Plus, get $30 back in free driving credit when you tweet a selfie on the slopes at Zipcar BC. Zipcar, wheels when you want them.
Have a sustainable idea? Want to be more involved with environmentalism on campus? Need funding to host a green event?
Then reach out to the Student Environment Center for funding, helpers, and advice on how to make your sustainable ideas a reality.
Contact us. Do it. Our Facebook page is UBC Student Environment Center. Give it a like.
Also, come check out the free store in room 2102 on the second floor of the AMS Student Nest.
Free?
Free.
Free?
Free.
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 That's right. It's a free store.
You're now back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR. I'm your host, Issa Arian. You're listening to 24 Hours of Student Power Radio here at CITR. Tune in all day. We thank you. What you just heard was Bounce Payday, a new song coming off her upcoming album. Like I said, there's lots of things going on here in Vancouver, so we don't really have to start off with the most prominent, you know, what's going on south of the border. Yesterday here on the 25th was Bell Let's Talk About Mental Health Day. And while I normally like to take opportunity to criticize these large corporations about being out of touch, it was really nice to see Bell, such a large corporation, really showcase and really show light into what many struggle in the dark. What I saw, particularly on my Facebook feed, through Snapchat and through Instagram, was many of my friends, not only my friends, but strangers and just people really opening up about their own struggles with depression, suicide, and self-esteem. And if you're someone who's struggling with this, you should really understand that you're not alone. There's many, many people not only who want to reach out to help you, but also just really listen or take the time to listen to someone else's struggle. And you might feel that you're not alone yourself. I recently saw an article about a young girl, the second young person in the last month or so, who's taken their life via Facebook stream. And I think that's extremely troubling, not just as the idea that we see suicide as such a, as such an option. I believe that overdoses, while not the same thing, are very similar to suicide as you, you know, struggle with something going on and you really feel that there's no way out. But to compound on the idea of suicide and to use Facebook and live and to live stream it, you know, is really, really, really troubling. And I feel like that's something that needs to be looked into because it's really scary. So it was really cool to see Bell promote this. They've been promoting it for a while as we're leading up to the 25th of January. So don't see that as just a one-day thing. I really believe that many people who struggle with these type of afflictions don't see it as a one-day thing, and they're not only looking to help people or share their stories on their one day. It was very interesting to see because there's a lot of my friends who are involved in entertainment, comedy, music, writing, poetry. So we see that these art forms are a real outlet for people, you know, dealing with some feelings on the inside. And so support local art and, you know, be able to, you know, as you consume these types of art forms, you know, be mindful of what some of the performers are going through and how your support really, really helps, them as not only as they navigate their own lives and their own mental health, but really as they navigate their careers. And so everybody, you know, we're all in this together and we're all providing for each other and we're all really here, you know, to help one another. So it's really cool to see that and just the overall support for the day. I didn't really see any negative comments about it, which was really good. Sometimes you might see some people talk about mental health as if it's not real. And that's just not true. Not everybody deals with it, but it's real. So going back to some more things with solidarity. This is in last week, on Saturday, here in Vancouver, there was a women's march, and it went really well. It was around 10,000 to 15,000 people. Everybody showing, you know, support for one another and support for other people's causes. My mother was in D.C. If you don't know, I'm from Washington, D.C. area, and that was where, I guess, the apex of the women's marches, or where it started, or where, you know, it grew from, and my mom was just overwhelmed with the amount of support and solidarity, and just the collective strength that you could see from all of the people, men, women, non-binary, who came out in support of each other and in support of, you know, really everything that's going on. And then they're just disapproval of the current state of politics in Washington. And while it's really easy to get caught up in the idea that it's just all positive and everyone at these marches has a really positive feeling about what's going on and everyone's really fighting for the same thing, everyone's really fighting for the same thing in the same direction and really has this really big cohesive collection feeling, I really like to follow some people on Twitter who often bring in alternative opinions about and feelings, legitimate feelings about, you know, what's going on, even in their own activist communities, and how if you're an activist, or I don't really believe in the word activist because I think that there's just some things that are right and some things that are wrong. And so, like, if you – so in other communities and how they felt at the Women's March, and I think that there's one specific – there's not one specific, but one of the women that I saw, if you want to read her Twitter ad, it's Sydneran, that's Sydneran. She really shared her story, and – you might want to check it out. Particularly, she has a thread where she talks about her feelings as an indigenous woman at the march with her tribe and some of the people in her community. How some people were just very disrespectful to her and her tribe. How they did a prayer circle in front of the American Indian Museum at the Smithsonian down on the mall. And people were walking through their prayer circle and taking pictures and really saying some ignorant things to them while still trying to maintain this fight for solidarity for all women. And so I think that it's really important to notice that, like, if you want to be an activist and you're for women, but yet you're not for all women and you're not for respecting the rights of indigenous women or taking their flyers about the pipelines and about the missing women in that happen to be in indigenous communities and you know, the police brutality that they face. And, you know, we just saw recently with the pipeline in North Dakota, you know, there's real people fighting for their real line, fighting for their real lives, fighting for what they believe in, not only what they believe, but for their lives and for their health, when it comes to their lands and their water. And so if you are a self-proclaimed progressive or leftist or liberal or Democrat or whatever you'd like to call yourself, you know, and you go out into a women's march and you are not taking the you're not listening to what indigenous women have to speak about and some of their experiences, or even willing to listen to their experiences post-march and listen to how maybe you can help protect them at some of these functions, then you really need to look inside of yourself and really feel like if you're doing everything that you can be doing for activism, because it's not right to you and it's not right to anybody for you to really believe that you're doing everything that you can or everything that you should be doing, and while ignoring some legitimate grievances from these women's groups. But overall, like I said, my mom, she really enjoyed it, and that's really what I care about, is my mom. She's probably one of the 4 or 5 people listening to me right now, so it's always nice to give her a shout out. Some other really interesting things coming out of Vancouver in Canada is, you know, we're going to go to break first because we're going to come up and talk a little bit about dinosaurs. So, stay tuned. Sorry, having a little bit of technical difficulties with the music.
I'm going to this final answer. up, little shorty, yeah, she hit me up. I said, what you want, yeah? She said, smoking blunts, yeah. Shorty ain't no hoe, yeah. I'ma show her love, yeah. She said, all these niggas watching, I don't give a fuck, yeah. She don't give a fuck, yeah. She just trying to boss, yeah. Copenhagen, bitch, yeah. Bad, and yeah. She 21.
Like Tupac, middle finger, the last words that you hear. Gave her the deed like I'm putting my car in the gear. Ride along in the feds, we stick together. Thinking White House and museums, slim whatever. Cross that bridge from out of town, might be suicide. South side, simple city to the other side. South view, so that picture you can see clear. Keep your hand on your tool if you thinking coming here. I'm from the district of Columbia, come here on your tough man, we'll humble ya. I'm from the district of Columbia, come here on your tough man, we'll humble ya. I'm from the district of
Columbia. Call me on your tough man, we'll humble ya. I'm from the District of Columbia. Call me on your tough man, we'll humble ya. We run this country, I'm keeping it real, so no debate. Them DC boys are rolling up on you like crystal skates. Back in the day when out of town was trying to make their way. Bringing yay, but getting beat like Dr. Dre. Oh, a drum, DC stands for don't come. Just a little warning in case you wanna act dumb. Yeah, the Capitol, I'm flipping like a gymnast. We not equal, so I can never be a feminist. I see murder behind my bars, no limit with this. I know y'all feeling me like the law, stop and frisk. Better slide in and out, homie, like a diss. Get caught in the wrong hood like a case dismissed. No judge, no trial, let's handle this. Man to man, hand to hand. White or tan, I'm from the District of Columbia. Come here on your tough man, we'll humble ya. I'm from the District of Columbia. Come here on your tough man, we'll humble ya. I'm from the District of Columbia. Come here on your tough man, we'll humble ya. I'm from the District of Columbia. Come here on your tough man, we'll humble ya. From backyard to junkyard to the prison yard. Rapid D.C. every time you see me on the avenue, posted like a stop sign. Got it all safety if I'm threatened, I'm busting mine. Quick to draw like an artist, even the hardest is the target in my city. The departed got caught it all like an injury. Get jammed, don't mention me. Brother did a century, hope out the first of Kennedy. Come in sight, see, I'll show you the real DC. The part not on TV, blood drawn like IVs. I'm from the District of Columbia. Come here on your tough man, we'll humble ya. I'm from the District of Columbia. Come here on your tough man, we'll humble ya. I'm from the District of Columbia. Come here on your tough man, we'll humble ya. I'm from the District of Columbia. Come here on your tough man, we'll humble ya.
Kelly love a war, HR, keep it straight. Southeast from the gutter, do it for my brother and mother out the gate. Rep the city, all man and city pretty. Southeast is the best, we don't have no contest. Ride or die for my side, we ain't never tell a lie. DC ain't like no other.
I'm from the District of Columbia. Come here on your tough man, we'll humble ya. I'm from the District of Columbia. Come here on your tough man, we'll humble ya. I'm from the District of Columbia. Come here on your tough man, we'll humble ya. I'm from the District of Columbia. Come here on your tough man,
Africa and African-related issues in UBC academia and social life. Some of our major events include Dioko, UBC's largest African dance party, Culture Night, a celebration of African culture and diversity, and Conference Week, where our goal is to foster more intelligent and intellectual dialogue about Africa on the UBC campus. With this in mind, we hope to contribute towards creating global citizens with a more informed perspective of the continent.
Do you like laughing, hilarity, radical thought-provoking creativity, and laughing? UBC Improv is UBC's home for improvisational comedy, theater made up on the spot. Like us on Facebook to learn when our next shows are. Search for us on YouTube for our film sketches. And follow us on Twitter because we want the followers. UBC Improv. Insert cheesy slogan here.
Let's get it on. Sugar, let's get it on.
Do you want to voice this one?
Yes, I do. Okay. Do you want me to voice it? I
can voice it. Please voice
That's
this
the
one.
Wrong mic.
I forgot.
You f- dip. I can't believe I put up with this. And I asked for a grape soda, you asshole. Okay.
Due to a labor dispute, CITR is missing its star voice actors. That means if you're interested in producing PSAs, advertisements, and various other promotional wonders for airplay on the radio, we need you. Learn how to get involved with CITR's production department and all other facets of volunteering at CITR and Disc Order Magazine at CITR.ca. Programming, photography, media training, and more. Plus, a guest star in the lounge. No, wait, we can't promise that.
Can't believe I put up with this.
You're back here with Off the Beaten Path. I'm your host, Issa Arian. Here on 101.9 CITR. The number to call in is 604-822-CITR. That's 604-822. That's 604-822-2487. In case you missed it. So in the first half hour, we talked a little bit about Bell, let's talk about mental health. We talked a little bit about the women's marches across really all seven continents. We talked a little bit about listening to some prevailing thoughts that might not be your own and actually going out and finding these dissenting ideas about some of the things that you care strongly about, because you really only develop a really good understanding about you, yourself, and the things that you're interested in, things that you're passionate about, if you are willing to listen to not only people who agree with you wholeheartedly, but some people who agree with you partially, and some people who disagree with you. Now, that there's some things that people disagree with that are a no-go. Under no circumstances should you believe them. So before we actually start to get into Donald, we're actually going to talk a little bit about what does it actually mean to punch a neo-Nazi in the face. Now, most people like me, I would hope most of you listening to me and my show have this pretty good understanding that when you see a neo-Nazi, you either open hand slap him, you punch him or her. I don't promote violence against women. But when someone says something like, instead of looking for reparations for slavery, colonialism, and the apartheid, or how we can equalize academic scores and incomes, we should instead be asking questions like, does the human civilization actually need the black race? Is black genocide right? And if it is, what is the best and easiest way to dispose of them? I don't know if you guys got that. Does the human civilization actually need the black race? Is black genocide right? And if it is, what is the best and easiest way to dispose of them? Those are words of Richard Spencer, the leader of the alt-right movement or alt-Reich movement or neo-Nazi white supremacist movement known as the alt-right. It's important that we do not let these types of thoughts linger and marinate and take up space in your brain. So when I was actually doing some research and looking at some topics to talk about today, this one was one that was brought to my attention from one of my more conservative friends. They were asking, well, do you think that it's right that he got punched in the face? I'm like, hell yeah. I don't really think that there's any other option. I don't really think that there's anything else to talk about. I mean, when people see one thing I don't understand is people are really get full of themselves. I spoke about this a little bit about when Harambe was shot, and people kept talking about, oh, well, if that was my child, I would have jumped into the gorilla pit myself, and I would have saved it because I would sacrifice myself for a gorilla. And I'm like, lies, all lies, fam. Because when it comes down to it, people like to get on their high horse about Nazis all the time. They like to talk about how, well, you know, if I would have been alive, you know, when Martin Luther King was marching, damn straight I would have been down and marching and protesting, and I would have been participating in sit-ins, and I would have did this and that, or if I would have been alive when Hitler was around, I would have killed some Nazis myself, or, you know, I would have went and willingly fought a war for them. Lies. Because when a real neo-Nazi gets punched in the face, there should not be any question about whether this is good or bad. He opens his mouth, it should be closed. You talk about when you really ask questions like, does a human civilization actually need the black race, and is black genocide right? And if it is, and what is the best and easiest way to dispose of them? I mean, if you replace black with Jewish or Jews, then you get a actual Nazi. So when people are questioning whether we should punch people in the face like that, or, you know, maybe we shouldn't use violence, these people just have absolutely no idea what they're talking about. Because the only way that the United States stopped Nazi Germany, and the way Russia stopped Nazi Germany, was with violence. You can't, if someone wants to eliminate you, I don't really know how else that you combat that. Not with hugs. I'm not saying go out and commit violence against people, but come on. I mean, if he gets punched in the face, I'm not mad about that at all. I'm glad. I saw some celebrities tweeting out, this isn't the way we should handle it. You know, we need to listen and, you know, be compassionate and understanding that people have different views and blah, blah, blah. On Twitter, I saw a lot of celebrities getting shut down when they started speaking this nonsense, because it doesn't make any sense. It's nonsense, nonsensical. It doesn't compute in my brain, because when you start talking about genocide of people like me and me, or just genocide of people in general, and start wondering if they're useful or not, considering asking if black people are useful in America, when, I mean, we can get into not only economically how important black people have been and continue to be, but just culturally, it seems to be the exact opposite. I really would like to wonder what it would be like if maybe we were to disappear, like in The Leftovers. What, I wonder what that would be like. What? I wonder who would like watching that on TV. If you'd like to call in, you have some thoughts about punching Richard Spencer in the face, or maybe if you had an opportunity to do it, how would you punch him in the face? You can call in at 604-822-CITR, 604-822-2487. I just saw recently, I mean 45 minutes ago, that Shia LaBeouf was arrested this weekend for shoving someone, who actually asked Shia LaBeouf, you know, I can't believe that they actually arrested this man. It's ridiculous. Somebody asked him for a selfie at a protest, saying, he will not divide us. Talking about Donald Trump. He will not divide us. He will not divide us. Shia LaBeouf, you know, has been pretty active in lots of the movements going on across the country, which is pretty I mean, it's pretty cool that someone would take take their celebrity and use it in that way, and not even take their celebrity, but just take their body and, you know, him as a human being, him as a person, and taking his, you know, and having the resource to be able to fly around and, you know, and not do it in a way that brings attention to himself, but really trying to do it in a way that brings attention to people. And someone asked him to take a selfie and said Hitler did nothing wrong, and he shoved him. Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's what anybody would do. It was almost like the dude asked Shia LaBeouf for a selfie and then touched him inappropriately. It was totally uncalled for and violated his personal space. Well, you shoved him, and then he got arrested. I think that people are crazy that, like, if you can, if you feel comfortable saying that Hitler did nothing wrong in public, and you feel comfortable saying that, and saying that, and asking a question to public, you know, is this certain race necessary, and how we should dispose of them if we deem they're not necessary? I feel that, one, these are questions that I was taught had been answered over a century ago. It's clearly not the case. So if you have a question about whether the black race needs to be eliminated, and if it is, you know, you can come see me. I'll give you a really good answer face-to-face. Some weird news. I thought this was very interesting. Pretty funny to me. Actually, in Toronto, this Koreatown restaurant, Buk Chang Dong Soon Tofu restaurant, I think I'm saying that right, was in hot water for having a quote-unquote racist menu. I found this on Reddit. The Toronto restaurant was accused of having a racist menu because it went from, the spices went from really spicy, spicy, hot, mild, white on their tofu. And it's been shared over 20,000 times. White people are really mad. I'm not going to say all white people, but lots of them were really mad, over 20,000, saying that they don't feel that, they feel discriminated that the Korean restaurant doesn't believe that they can handle spicy foods. Now, I think this is, one, I think it's ridiculous because it's been explained by the owner of the restaurant that what they mean by white spicy isn't actual that this is spicy for white people. What they really mean is that it is white, like the color of the broth is white, similar to a white pizza that you might order from a pizza place. And let's be honest. I hang around lots of different types of people. I have a very diverse friend group. And of all of my friends, there's lots of my friends who actually abhor spicy food. I've got friends from the Middle East and friends from Africa and friends from America, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, who don't like spicy food at all. But I have a particular friend who believes that ketchup is spicy, and him nor his whole family eats spicy food because of that reason. They don't order spicy chicken nuggets from Wendy's, and he is aligned with the other individuals who are on Reddit who say, actually, this is pretty fair, and I'm not offended at all. Now, while I do not believe that this is indicative of all people, I think that claiming that a restaurant menu is racist because you don't believe that they provide you with spicy enough food, or on the menu it says white, because what they could do is they could just bring you out non-spicy food and never tell you that it wasn't spicy at all. I think that would be a little more discriminatory if they never gave you the opportunity to burn your tongue in the roof of your mouth but it's neither here nor there. Now, with these last few minutes, I really wanted to get into, I thoroughly thought I was going to have enough time to get into all of the things that Donald Trump has done in his first 6 days of presidency, but I'm just going to go off the list of the top five most, I made this list earlier today, by earlier today, I mean last night, of really all of the things which I find most questionable. What he's done in his first 6 days of presidency. So one of the first things he did was lifted the ban on CIA black site prisons. I don't know if you're familiar with those, but those are places where the CIA can take anybody, including an American citizen, and interrogate them in any manner they see fit for however long they see fit. He signed an executive order to build start construction on the wall between Mexico and the United States that the American taxpayers are going to be footing the bill, as he previously had said that Mexicans were going to be footing the bill. The Mexican president has come out and said that this is against their Mexican dignity. I agree. It's ridiculous. I never want a dime of my tax dollars to go to this wall. I wish that we had an a la carte system where I could choose to send my funds elsewhere, because honestly, I haven't met one person. I met lots of Trump supporters. I know lots of Trump supporters. Not one of them has said, you know what, this wall, that is the focal point of why I voted for Trump. I don't think there's anyone who wants this wall who's actually affected by immigration. It just seems, it's just all ridiculous. And issues an executive order to continue the construction of the Keystone Pipeline. Now, while I have to admit I haven't fully read that particular executive order, continuing the pipeline just seems like a slap in the face to everyone who spent months and months and months and years protesting the movement of this pipeline through their lands, considering that this Keystone Pipeline was already planned to go through another neighborhood, and they had their request agreed upon and negotiated that the pipeline wouldn't go through their neighborhood. And if you want to look up what those people look like, I say that there's lots of opportunities for you to do that. And you might be surprised by what they look like, or you probably won't be, like I wasn't. And he's issued a gag order on Parks and Rec Department, issuing that not only do they take the climate change off of the White House website, but they stop reporting on facts about science. Now, watching a little bit of his first interview yesterday and just reading some of his tweets and some of the things, it's really hard, regardless of your opinion of Donald Trump, I would find it hard to say that, how can you not find this man a little bit scary, a little bit narcissistic? Like, what I'm looking for is he... Not only is it him, but his cabinet and the people who are writing his executive orders for him to sign. So we have all of these villains, but where are the superheroes? That's really what I'm waiting for, is that where is the Batman, you know, the billionaire, trillionaire who's gonna come and save us? Because we have the billionaires who obviously want to destroy everything that's ever been good about the planet and the world. The idea that you can make claims on land and you can pretty much act however you want until a big enough fuss is made about it that you think that it's in your best business interest to stop. Because that's what it seems like it's getting to. It's getting to a point where people are not really concerned with actually what the harm is being done to people or the harm is being done to groups or individuals. As long as it's not you, and as long as people aren't raising a big enough fuss about it that it might cost you some money. I really appreciate you guys staying here with me on my path for this week. Sorry you guys missed me last week, but next week and for the following forever, I will be here with you on Thursday from 7 to 8 Pacific time. You hear what Off the Beaten Path? Stay tuned for the next hour. We have the Science Undergraduate Society and UNICEF, Austin and Christine. They'll be talking to you a little bit about science. Maybe they'll bring back some facts, some fact-based news, no alternative facts. Thank you for staying with me. You guys have a great weekend and a great week.
Events?
We're the calendar, and our mission is to support you and your club in making your dream event a reality.
We want to cover everything from UBC Winter Classic to Generosity's Renew Years, from UBC Rec Storm the Wall to AMS Events Pastels and Pinot.
Check out our website at thecalendar.ca to get more information on what we do, how to contact us,
and